KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy to cloudy skies here at Atlantic and 50 degrees. We look forward to be partly sunny today at the high of 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news, a Creston man was arrested Tuesday evening on drug charges. Creston police say 39-year-old Jeremy Hyatt was arrested at McKinley Park on a Union County warrant for a controlled substance violation and possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana charges. Hyatt was being held in the Union County Jail on $51,000 bond. The State Association for the Preservation of Iowa Cemeteries, or SAPIC, will present a Harlan man with the annual Robert and Phyllis Carter Award this weekend. Ron Chamberlain will be honored for his leadership, continuous efforts, and historical discoveries in a group effort to restore pioneer cemeteries in western Iowa. The event takes place Sunday afternoon at the Shelby County Historical Society beginning at 1:30. Chamberlain says it's nice to be recognized for his efforts, especially since the past 17 awards have gone to persons in eastern Iowa.
I was the one that helped start WIPCA, Western Iowa Pioneer Cemetery Association. That was in 2010. And since that time, just in Shelby County alone, we found three veterans of the War of 1812 in old pioneer cemeteries. In other words, the mainstream towns of Harlan and Irwin and Shelby and Panama and so on, they were not settled when the old-timers were still alive here, the old War of 1812 veterans. And so they're buried in old pioneer cemeteries. And three out of the four, or two out of the three, are buried in cemeteries that do not have roads to them.
The non-tax-supported organization he founded is dedicated to locating and restoring early historical cemeteries and burial plots in Shelby and adjoining counties. Chamberlain says they'd like to expand their work into Fremont Mills and Page counties as well, as interest in his organization continues to grow.
We're up to about 120 members now, and at our meetings we have anywhere from 8 to 15 to 20, and then in the wintertime we have as many as 30 to 40 when we have our Christmas get-together. And it just seems like wherever we work, whether it's Pottawatomie County or Western Cass County, the people from the local area hear about it and then come out and they tell the stories about that there was a cemetery here at one time or there was a cemetery there. And really that's what we're looking for, is any remnants of tombstones and fence lines, or where there was once a cemetery, an old-timer used to talk about it.
The group uses ground-penetrating radar to locate graves, which are sometimes unmarked in the ancient and long-forgotten cemeteries. One of their sites they will investigate next spring is located about 2 miles east of Portsmouth.
And it's called Cologne Settlement, K-O-L-N or C-O, Cologne, Germany. There was a church there at one time in the 1880s, and they moved everything into the new town of Portsmouth. But we want to check that area and make sure that there's some graves or tombstones under the ground.
Chamberlain says they hope to spread interest in Iowa history to area schools.
In the spring of 2015, we're going to go into the schools. We get the okay from Justin Wagner at Harlan, Iowa, and we want to talk to the superintendent down to Atlantic and also over in Harrison County, too, the superintendents, and see if we can't get those fifth and sixth graders reinterested in Iowa history. Back in the 70s, I used to teach Iowa history all the time, and it was mandatory. Now it's not part of the curriculum anymore, and I don't think that's right. I think children should know about their own local history, the township government, and the names of the rivers and creeks and how they got their names and so on.
As the winner of the Carter Award, Chamberlain will receive $200 to help his group identify pioneer cemeteries. The Carter Award is presented to an individual or group that has established outstanding achievements in the restoration, preservation, and maintenance of pioneer cemeteries in the state of Iowa. Pioneer cemeteries by Iowa law are those cemeteries that have 12 or fewer burials within the past 50 years. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board earlier this week held a public hearing at a high school in Elkhorn on a resolution for the sale of land associated with a former elementary school in Exira. During the Exira EHK School Board meeting last month, the board agreed to sell the property for $5,000 to area resident Marvin Jorgensen. Superintendent Dean Schnoes said the hearing on Monday was merely a formality, actually.
Because the price tag and all that became a $5,000 deal, then we're required by Iowa code, then once it becomes a $5,000, then you have to have an open meeting. And even though it was done, we didn't know what the price tag was going to be. So if it would have been under $5,000, you don't have to have the meeting. So Yeah, that's why we had to have the open meeting, you know, for everybody to, you know, talk about it since, again, you got to follow the Iowa code, so that's why we had to do that.
There were no objections and only one question on the matter from a district patron on how the sale would benefit the community.
What the board had agreed to was they want to make sure whatever the land was being sold for, that who was ever going to develop it would be a benefit to the community in that. And everything that we're getting so far is they're still in the process of maybe putting in a new nursing home or even along with assisted living and even maybe some kind of a medical clinic or something right there too. So, I mean, everything that they're talking about, according to the representative for the group, is they're looking at upgrading, building new, and something, you know, for the community.
Following the public hearing, the board approved a resolution to sell the land along with the quitclaim deed. The Cass County Health System says it's begun screening patients for Ebola hemorrhagic fever indicators. In the ongoing effort to contain the virus, the Centers for Disease Control has recommended all health care providers implement the screening process in areas where patients could present with symptoms of Ebola. According to Todd Hudspeth, chief executive officer of the health system, the screening is precautionary as there have been no cases of Ebola diagnosed in the state of Iowa and only three in the United States. Hudspeth said it's a simple thing they can do to ensure the health and safety of our patients and community. On the off chance that someone local would contract a case of Ebola, Hudspeth says early diagnosis allows them to ensure the proper infection control procedures and equipment would be used, therefore limiting the spread of the virus. The screening involves asking patients coming into the Atlantic Medical Center or the CCMH outpatient clinic, hospital inpatient areas, and the emergency department for questions. Those questions you can see under the same story on our website at kjan.com under the news tab. Another precaution CCHS officials have taken is to assign an in-house Ebola coordinator as recommended by the CDC. The news was brought to you by Welcome Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.